The Saints fall to 0-2 in the preseason, falling here at Houston, 16-9 to the Houston Texans. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back to our coverage on NewOrleansSaints.com. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly here on the AstroTurf at NRG Stadium. John, it's a night that I don't think that most Saints fans, players, coaches will be pleased about in review.
Well, Coach Sean Payton said it himself. This offense does not usually struggle this way. Hadn't seen it struggle this way in quite some time. We're accustomed to seeing this team put points on the board, not field goals, but touchdowns, even in preseason. So to see them struggle, especially the first unit, maybe a little bit of expectation of that after Drew Brees leaves the game, but they never got into sync as a first-team offense. We're not accustomed to seeing that, and that was one of the things that bothered Coach Payton the most.
The Saints have obviously did not score an offensive touchdown tonight. The last time that happened, right here in this building, week 12 last season. And during that stretch, the Texans were the number one defense in the NFL. So it stings them again here a bit tonight. Defensively, though, I think there are positive things to talk about.
Well, you got to like some of what you saw. And I mean, the Saints held them to less than 100 yards in the second half, really held them down outside of, you know, a turnover pretty much leads to Houston's points. Otherwise, the defense played pretty well first team all the way through. Got some pass breakups, got an end zone interception by P.J. Williams. Would have had a pick six by Ken Crawley if he holds on to it. So there were some encouraging signs to see defensively.
But, man, this makes for an important week coming up, especially with the Saints returning back to Metairie and finally getting to play a home preseason game on Friday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. John, all eyes now, I guess, on the Saints offense. They need to have a bit of a coming out party when this team returns to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
Well, it begins with a crisp week of practice. That's where it's going to start. And, yeah, they need to get it together offensively. This offense generally is not this out of sync this late in the preseason. And I understand, you know, this is only the second game, but this offense usually is clicking a little bit more. Now, probably doesn't help that Brandon Cooks and Willie Snead, the two top receivers, doesn't play tonight. Might not help that the offensive line seems to be in a little bit of flux with players kind of shifting around. Teron Armstead just got back tonight. Andrews Pete moving from right guard to left tackle. So there probably needs to be a little bit more cohesion there. But again, we're not accustomed to seeing this offense struggle like this. So they'll probably come back and they certainly want to come back strong against Pittsburgh.
We've hit on some positives with the defense, some negatives obviously with the offense and up front with the offensive line. Were there any questions answered here in the second preseason game?
Well, I think what we saw was a much better defensive effort throughout. I mean, you know, yeah, there were some misplays here and there, but Houston comes up with less than 300 yards. They didn't give up a big run, didn't give up a lot of rushing yards, period, as they did against New England. So you're encouraged by that. They cut down on the penalties. They got a couple of takeaways. You're encouraged by that. The turnovers, you still want to see the Saints be able to clean that up, get an end zone interception at the end by Garrett Grayson when they're trying to go drive for a tie and touchdown, maybe send this game to overtime, maybe have an opportunity to go for two and win it. So you don't like to see that on the last play of the game. You don't like to see the initial turnover. Drew Brees and Mike Thomas have a little bit of a mix-up where Mike Thomas runs into the linebacker, ends up stopping, and then there's an easy pick for Houston. So those areas, and Marcus Murphy on the punt fumble, certainly something that cannot continue to happen. He fumbled one last week. He was able to pick it up against New England, get a good return out of it. This time, not so fortunate. That's one of the things Coach Payton was talking about last week. You don't want to see the ball on the ground at any point in time because sometimes it won't go your way, and tonight it didn't go Marcus's way. So we don't like to see the turnovers, but we were encouraged that the Saints were able to take it away a couple of times and cut down on the penalties, and we like to see what they did defensively.
All right, the Saints had a chance to tie the ball game in the last play of the game. It's a pretty decent two-minute drive by Garrett Grayson of the Saints offense. It did result or end up being a turnover on an interception thrown by Grayson to end the game. So with that seven-point loss, the Saints now will head to the airport, get on the team charter, and step foot back in the state of Louisiana for the first time, John, in nearly 3.5 weeks. The long trip is over. The training camp, though, is still in effect and resumes Monday afternoon.
Yeah, but it's home. Home sweet home. So hopefully the familiarity of getting back home. Now, a lot of these guys probably hadn't played in the Superdome anyway. You know, the Kobe Fleeners and the rookies, they hadn't played in the Superdome. So it doesn't mean as much to them as it does a Drew Brees or a Zach Streif. So hopefully those guys can get in, get a really good, quick familiarity, get a little bit more comfort, because the longer you go in training camp, the more comfort you get with this team. And hopefully that comfort will lead to something positive in the Superdome.
All right, long way to go still. More preseason action, as John mentioned, on Friday against the Steelers. 16-9, the final score here at NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. We'll see you next time right here on NewOrleansSaints.com.